Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the ghost in your house refused to show itself to anyone but you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you know, we like to hear them. So call it in. Leave us a voicemail if you want to do that. 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can do that through patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's good. Okay, so I got to tell you that the story that I heard, and I looked it up. It's true. It happened not very long ago, so I don't know. Maybe more information is going to come out pretty soon. It's, you know, a little sketchy on the info, on the intel that I can get. But the other night up in, there's a ferry that is up just a little in the northern Seattle area. It's between Possession Sound and Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. And it was night and they were going, you know, just kind of going into this area, this Bay Area. And they see something really dark out there. And so you can just kind of imagine everybody going, what are we looking at? What are we seeing? And they start to shine the lights on it. It's a ghost ship.
What?
It's, and they said the scale of it, it's like 100 feet, this ship, and nothing is on it. No one is on it.
It's an actual ship.
Yes.
But nobody's on the ship.
Nobody's on it, and it's just floating.
How big is it?
100 feet.
That's big, right?
It's good size. And so there's video of people kind of standing out, you know, on the shore, you know, shore out the ferry, looking in and going, what are we looking at? What is that? And so apparently, I haven't heard any more update on it, but that there was a tsunami in Japan in 2011.
Oh, and, yeah, that was huge too.
And things still kind of, you know, float over, will come over from that. Maybe that's it. You know, maybe I was thinking, you know, maybe it's like drug boat and people just abandoned it, or maybe it's truly a ghost ship.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, you think they'll put some people on the ship, like they'll ferry over there and explore it. I'm going to guess they'll get more information, because certainly it's like they've got a VIN number on ships or something. I don't, the equivalent of a VIN number.
That, but I also think there's issues with like that tsunami and radiation.
Oh.
So whether you need to be really careful, like hazardous kind of stuff, I'm not sure.
Well, and then if that's the case, you can't have that thing running up on the beach.
Right, so you got to get it out, right, or whatever. I that's why I said the information I'm getting, I couldn't find much. And I'm hoping in the next few days we'll find out more. But my point in bringing up here is, how scary would that have been to be standing there and just see this big dark shape coming at you? Because the ferry guys were all like, what the fuck is that?
Well, and I think you would know, especially if you work on a ferry, you have the same route every day. You see that you encounter the same ships, you know?
Yeah, but thank God they saw it, because you could just run into something like
that,
you know, if it was, you know.
Well,
anyway, the fact that this thing navigated the sound and got through these areas and these channels to get there is kind of crazy to me. But if I hear anything more, I'll keep kind of watching the news and seeing if they update what they think this is. But I was like, what if it's really an abandoned old ghost ship of some sort?
That's interesting. Keep us posted on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's dive into a ghost story. This one starts, I know everyone has their own opinions about ghosts. Some people think it's all in your head. Other people think every creak is a demon trying to crawl out of the drywall. I'm not here to convince anyone of anything. Honestly, I just need a place to talk about this without being told I'm imagining stuff. My family loves that line. The activity in my house has been happening for years, and apparently it runs in the family. One of my aunts lived in a house that traumatized her kids. Scratching on the walls, footsteps in the rooms, whispering at night. They grew up, had kids of their own, and their kids are now having experiences too, so I guess this is not new to my bloodline. As for me, I couldn't tell you exactly when my experiences started. I blacked out large parts of my childhood on purpose, but I know it's been a long time. At some point, I started joking that if the ghost was going to stick around, I might as well name him, so I picked George. Don't ask me why, it just felt like the right name. The first big incident that made me realize something real was happening came when I was a teenager. My best friend was sleeping over. We were lying in my room talking in the dark. The room was pitch black because my light had no switch, just a string hanging from the ceiling. In the middle of the conversation, the light turned on. Click. We screamed, then laughed because neither of us knew how to react. The next morning, I told my dad. He rolled his eyes. And he kept insisting it was my imagination. And he joked, well, maybe your ghost Kevin did it. And I corrected him. I said, his name is George. He told me I needed therapy. Well, that night, George decided to up the tension. I was sleeping in the basement with my dog. We'd taken apart the bed frame earlier, so the metal pieces were leaning against the wall. Out of nowhere, a massive bang jolted me awake. Felt like the whole room shook, like someone had grabbed the metal frame and slammed it as hard as they could. And one of the pieces was wobbling. I turned on the TV to drown out whatever was going on and get my mind off of it. Curled up next to my dog, about a half an hour later, he got very stiff. He stared right at the bed frame and began growling. I couldn't move, my whole body locked up, and I just held on to him and waited for morning. I didn't sleep and I barely breathed. After that night, my dog refused to go down to the basement for months. Another time, also in the basement, I was watching TV when I heard knocking. Not house-settling noises, it was like knuckles on wood. I stood up to check it out because honestly, I thought maybe an animal got into the walls. And when I turned my head, I saw something. Trying to describe it is hard because my brain panicked instantly, but the face wasn't right. The closest thing I can compare it to is that stretched out face in Jeepers Creepers 2. I'm not familiar with that, but now I went to look. When the creeper is pinned in the barn, like a human face that got pulled in the wrong directions. I screamed so loud that my throat hurt. I ran upstairs out of the house. I waited outside until someone came home, and I refused to go in the basement alone after that. I felt watched everywhere I went. And not even just watched, more like followed, like something hovered right behind me every time I turned around. My video game consoles would turn on and off by themselves. At first, I thought it was a stuck button, but it kept happening even when everything was unplugged. One night I snapped and yelled, "Knock it off, I don't want to play a game." It stopped instantly. I'd hear objects fall in another room, nothing ever out of place. Picture frames fell off shelves even when the windows were closed. That heavy crawling sensation of being followed never did leave me. Meanwhile, none of it ever happened to my dad. He'd walk through the basement like it was the safest place on earth. He'd tease me for being dramatic. But then things started happening when my friends were over too, which proved I wasn't making it up. Truth is, I don't know who or what George is. Maybe he belonged to the house long before we lived here. Maybe he's been attached to me for years. Maybe I've been calling the wrong thing George the whole time. But whatever is in my house doesn't show itself to anyone but me, and it feels personal, not violent, just intentional. Sometimes I worry about stirring things up. Other times I feel staying quiet only lets it grow even bigger. Either way, I'm tired of acting like none of this has happened. I'm tired of pretending I'm crazy because my dad doesn't believe in ghosts. So there you go. That's my story, or at least a chapter of it. There's more, but that's enough for now. Thanks for hearing me out, Lynn. That would be really a tough situation. And I don't know if there's more people living in the house. I assume there are, just not her and her dad. But that's a tough situation when you're not being believed, because it does make you feel like you're going crazy.
Well, it does, but they've had validation with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but you want the validation from your dad. You know, well, your dad's like, you need therapy.
And, you know, I think, okay, so I guess our question in this is it something particular to Lynn? And so it wouldn't matter, the dad won't see it or whatever. Or is it particular to the house? Now, I don't think, because Lynn actually asked that question, is it something attached to me? I'm going to say, I don't think it's attached to you, but I think it recognizes that you can see it or perceive it. And because of that, it does follow you. It wants to be, for some reason, recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad does not have the ability to see it. So it could be kind of following him around, but I don't honestly think it is. I think it recognizes that Lynn can, at least, like I said, sometimes see, because there was that one instance where they saw the weird shape figure with the distorted face and stuff. And so that came very close to coming through the veil, right? When you get that close and you can see it. I think most of the time it's just kind of behind the veil enough that you feel it, but you can't see it. The dad doesn't have that ability at all. So, you know, it's what it is with your relationship with your dad in this whole situation, because he's not going to.
Well, and if he's never had an experience, of course she's making it up. Of course it's her imagination, because nothing's ever happened to him. Mm-hmm. So his reality is that the house is totally normal, you know?
Yeah, and that is his reality.
Okay, I just looked up the Jeepers Creepers thing. That's creepy.
You know, super
creepy looking.
I think that I kind of get what they're talking about with that. It's this kind of blurred. I've had it happen once where I saw a figure, and like I kind of have described it before as like looking through some sort of lens that maybe has like fog on it or smudged. And so things are kind of distorted around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that sometimes when something comes so close to stepping into our realm, you actually can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because Lynn has the ability, and it appears that many family members do, so the dad maybe should, you know, not be quite so smug about it, because it appears.
But maybe it's on the maternal side of the family. The dad's like, nothing like that's ever happened in my family. Y'all are crazy.
And I think you're just going to have to love your dad and go, you know, dad's just where he's at. And you can't necessarily blame him. This is his reality. He doesn't see it. And therefore, and it does sound fantastic. It doesn't sound particularly like it's believable, but it is. And it's something you are going through. So I don't think you can rely on him for sympathy in this situation. But your friends have also had experiences with it. And so you know that it's true. It's not just, And I feel bad because it's so intense for Lynn, the feeling that you're constantly being watched and even worse, followed.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't want anything hovering over me. I used to say that to my students in class when they're working on, because I was an art teacher, and I'd say, I will come through periodically and look and check on how you're doing. If you want me, let me know. But I am not going to hover, because I hate to be hovered over.
And well, even the personal worse space.
Right. And even worse, to be hovered by an entity.
Right. I think that some of us, you like, you know, those people. I used to work with a guy who was, he didn't get the personal space thing. Tony worked with him too.
Mm-hmm.
He would just be like one step too close.
Uh-huh,
and I remember years ago, we were at a concert and it was doing something with Blake Shelton. So he's interviewing Blake Shelton or talking to Blake Shelton. I don't remember which. But he did that. He was just too close to Blake Shelton. And Blake Shelton literally leaned down slowly and kissed him on the forehead. But it was so funny. It's like,
there are people that just don't get personal space. And, you know, it's also cultural that different cultures have a different comfort level with closeness and so forth. And I always say, in the United States, put your hands straight out into a circle, right? It's 4 feet around you. And that's for somebody that is just an acquaintance or, you know, you work with or whatever. Closer, anybody moving closer than that, you've got a relationship with of some sort.
Yeah, so I think that when you feel that spirit, it's that same thing. It's like, you are encroaching on my space.
That's what I think.
Don't love
it. That's what I think too. And you're too close. You are, you know, it feels suffocating.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, Lynn, keep us updated on this. We do not think you're crazy. We think this is totally real. But I think that you did say one thing that to me might be helpful. And at one point you were trying to play a video game and they kept messing with it. And you just yelled, cut it out, you know, stop it. And it did. So it is responsive to your wishes. Remember that.
Because you put your foot down.
And at some point say, quit following me. I need space. I hate it when you hover over me. See what happens.
I think that's a good idea. Good idea. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Kelly calling from New Hampshire. So basically, I've had like weird stuff happen to me since I was young. I guess if you guys like my story, I will tell my stories in chronological order. When I was young, I lived in New Jersey. And there was this one time that I think like my dad was sick. He snored a lot when he was sick. You know, he just had a cold. And so I guess my mom was like, you know, I'm not sleeping in there with him. I need to sleep for work. So she slept in the same bed as my brother. and I decided to sleep in the same bed as my dad because we were always really close. And I was like, yeah, and, you know, I could sleep through anything when I was younger. That is not the case now. I am such a light sleeper. But anyway, so, yeah, I was in my dad's room, and I always like to have water with me at night, and that night, for some reason, I didn't. I think it was just because I was in a different environment, a different room. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was really thirsty. I went downstairs to get a glass of water, and the way my kitchen is, it was like the fridge was right near, like, the dining room, the entryway to the dining room. I was getting water from the fridge, and right to the right is the dining room. I was getting water, and then, like, something kind of caught my eye. So I looked in there, and all I saw was this, like, weird, the only, this is going to sound so strange, but the only way I could describe it was, like, as this nurse clown. It was, like, looking at me, and it was, like, jumping up and down, and it had, like, a stethoscope, you know? So, like, that's what gave me the inclination that it was a nurse, and, like, honestly could not tell you the gender. I did not know what that thing was. It was, like, hopping up and down, just looking at me, holding this freaking stethoscope, and I swear, it was the most creepy thing to this day that I might have ever seen. I was just like, I just remember thinking, like, what the heck, taking my water that was, like, halfway filled up and just sprinting upstairs, and I didn't even go back into my mom and dad's room. I went into my brother's room where him and my mom were sleeping, and I put the water on the floor and jumped right in the middle of them because I was so scared. And I remember, I know it was, like, your question may be, like, well, maybe this, you know, was this a dream? And I swear, my whole life, I've been, like, debating that in my mind. Like, was that a dream, or was that real? And my logical mind wants to say that that was a dream because, like, what the hell? How can that happen? And what was that? But I definitely, I don't know. If I haven't convinced myself by now that it was a dream, I don't think it was a damn dream. Like, and it just felt so real. And another reason why I don't think it was a dream was because when I woke up in the morning, the water that I got the night before was next to my brother's bed. And, like, I just don't know how to explain that. Like, it's so creepy. I was so creeped out. Like a nurse clown thing jumping up and down. It was so scary. And I never saw anything like that ever again in that house, but I've definitely really had other weird moments. I guess I kind of feel like my, like, intuition to see those sort of things has, like knock on wood, completely dissipated, because I would not want to see, I don't want to see anything ever again. And I was too chicken of this to say this in my house, so I'm in the car. But yeah, so that's my first really weird thing that happened to me. I hope you guys like this. Thanks for listening. All right, bye guys.
You know, just when you think you've heard every variation you can hear, you get a call about a nurse clown. Apparition.
I at first I thought she said Nerf, and I was trying to, like, N-E-R-F, and I was like, a Nerf. Now I mean, okay, so nurse. All right, nurse clown.
Yeah, she said she saw a stethoscope.
I have a theory on this, and that is, I do believe that she saw something that night. She's too scared to talk about it in the house today. All right. So something happened. And like she said, she went to get a glass of water. I think she was, you know, when you get up in the night, yeah, you might be sort of sleepy, but I think getting up, getting out, walking all the way to the kitchen, opening the fridge door, getting stuff out, you know, unless you're doing some sort of weird sleep medication, I think that would be enough to wake you at least moderately. Okay. I believe there was something there that was paranormal. But here's the thing. I think that we sometimes, to give something a face or a shape, can project some of our worst nightmares onto, like, a vision. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we see, it might not have been a nurse clown thing, but it was so frightening that your brain needed to identify something. And it just put your worst fear on there, nurse clown. Maybe you were in the hospital once, scared of shots, and clowns frighten you. And you combined the two and projected it on there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. And because I think we can do that. I think we definitely have the ability. I think when something gets so frightening for us that we can turn off, right? Or we need, it's there and we need to put a face on it. And we do. Our brains are pretty remarkable at what they can do. And I think that she actually just projected something onto it. I do think something was there. Do not get me wrong. But it was so frightening. She just identified it as nurse clown. I'm out of here.
Yeah. That was really strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I would like to, she said there's more things happening, and I'd like to hear the more stories in this to see if that even puts more light on this.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Mm-hmm. Or if that was just a one-off nurse clown apparition.
I'm going to say I do believe it's going to be a one-off, because I think her brain just kicked in and took over to make something palatable that she could handle. And say, okay, your worst fear about this would be this thing. That's what it is. Okay. Right? Because we don't have the ability to see the real depth of mm-hmm. this thing.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's what I think happened. I think it's bizarre. And like you said, we've not heard this one. That's because I think it's specific to her.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that's going to become a thing. I don't think there's going to be an outbreak of, oh my God.
We may hear
nurse clown apparition.
But I do think occasionally we get stories where I think that is what's happened, is that we project onto it.
Yeah.
Because it's so terrifying.
But it still bothers her. You can tell by her voice.
Oh, she wouldn't talk about it in the house.
Exactly. She had to leave.
For fear it would conjure it back up again.
Well, if you have a story you'd like to share with us, please do that. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.